Good morning, everyone. God has been good in our midst here, and he's come to meet with every one of us. Actually, I don't know if we need to preach because God is doing something here. I actually don't know what to do. I really don't know. I want to be sensitive to the Lord and what he's doing. Gerard, were you prayed for? Were you prayed for? You need to come to the front because we need to pray for you. Will you face the congregation? Does everyone know Gerard? He's not just the barista. He's this precious son of God. And I really believe God wants to speak to him. And I believe the words are sitting out there to encourage him. So if you just sense God giving a word of encouragement to Gerard, I want you to just bring it. If it's a scripture or something that the Lord's actually given, we're just going to wait on the Lord to do that. If you're sensing that, let's just pray. Father, we just thank you for Gerard and your hand of grace upon him. Thank you, Lord, he's your son, and your plans and purposes have been ordained for him. And Lord, we just want to just trust you for encouragement now for him, that you would speak to him, that you'd bring strength to his bones, and that, Lord, that he, even though at times it seems that his path has been crooked, that, Lord, the path would be straight before him now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We're talking to this.
Gerard, I just feel that the time of hanging back is over.
It's now. Can we get some more on this mic, please?
It's now time for you to take a step and to take that step every day for the Lord. There's no more hanging back. It's now take that step and move forward.
I just feel that for you, Gerard, I just feel like your walk and almost like every step that you've taken, it's been heavy. It's been heavy and it's been weighty. And you've questioned it and you've asked, Lord, why? And I just feel right now that today that Jesus wants to bring a freedom and he wants to release you from that. That today that the wind of his spirit will begin to blow. And as the spirit would blow, that there'd be an easiness in all that Jesus has called you to. And Father, I also want to just come against just confusion. Father, I just come against just a spirit of confusion, that there would be clear-cut direction and strategy over this young man's life, Lord. Father, that he would have eyes to see and ears to hear. Father, I thank you today. That today, Father, as Gerard would lift his hands up to you, Father, we just see it as a sign of a release and freedom over his life, Lord. Father, we declare your blessing of a Gerard today, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Shatorobo Setesh. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Gerard, I believe that the Lord is going to bless you with long life. As Mark said, the words are there, the Lord said long life. And the long life is not a pleasurable thing if it doesn't come with good health and vitality and an invigoration. And I believe he is giving you, going to give you all of that. His burden is light. His burden is light. And when you're doing the things that God has shown you to do, it feeds your spirit and you live on it. And the burden is light. You can face. You can face the uphills. You can face anything when you sense that the passion of your heart is God and his face and his voice.
Amen. As Brad was praying, I just want to confirm, and I just believe God is here for all of us. But there's times he expects us to do something. And I just believe you've been in a shadow and you felt it comfortable there. But God's saying he wants you to step out into the light. He wants you to step out from the shadow into the light, and you're going to see amazing things. He's got wonderful things prepared for you, but stop taking safety in the shadows, and you step out into the light, and He's going to show you what He can do. Amen.
Gerard, I believe the scripture is for you from Jeremiah 17, verse 7. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. I just saw you as a tree planted out, and the foliage is rich. It's growing fast. You are a planting of the Lord.
Amen. Gerard, just you with that planting of the Lord, that incorruptible seed that's within you. If we look to nature, and the impression that I have in nature, some of the seeds that need to germinate need fire to germinate. And the impression, as in Africa, when the lightning comes on the dry grass, it ignites it and burns, and everything, one thinks that's a disaster. But no, it actually brings germination and brings life. And I just sense God has brought fire on your life, the trials and the tribulations, and also His fire of His Spirit upon you to germinate that incorruptible seed that's within you. Not your abilities, but Him within you. And Lord, we just release that over Gerard, Lord, this eternal life, this incorruptible seed that is within Gerard now. We just ignite it to grow and to germinate and to grow into its full stature, a planting of the Lord. We thank you for that now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
This word also ties in with Jeremiah 17, and it talks about the streams of water. This is Psalm 42, verse 1, and it says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God.
Amen. Lord, bless you, Gerard. Go and do what God has called you, and may you be fruitful in Him. Amen. God bless you.
Good morning, everybody. I have a testimony to give, which I've been wanting to give for many, many years. I lost my sight 20 years ago, and I was a director of a company, and I had nausea, migraine, running stomach, vomiting, the whole lot. And it went on for 3 weeks. But before all this happened, from 16, I was a bad boy. Smoked 40, 50 cigarettes a day. Drank half a bottle of whiskey or anything there was to drink. And I thought it was fun, but it wasn't fun. I lived with my ex-wife for 7 years. We got married. I had a son. The Lord gave us a son, born on my 30th birthday. It didn't change my life. I still carried on. And one afternoon, on the 7th of July, 1999, I told my ex-wife to come back and fetch me. I want to go to the doctor. I woke up 5.5 weeks later, lost about 25 kilos, and I was in a special ward on my own. And then a sister came and told me what happened to me. She said I was admitted to the Orop Hospital. They rushed me up to the 10th floor, put me in solitary confinement because I had a virus on my brain. They didn't know what virus it was, but the surgeons did the first operation, drilled one hole in my head, and he said the virus is still there. Everybody must start praying. The second hole was drilled. The third hole was almost drilled because I got a thick head, and the hacksaw broke in my head over here. And he said he can't anymore. My sister came into the ward, to my special ward. They all had to dress up in full theatre attire. And the surgeon said, I'm dead. He pricked me from the top of my head to the tips of my toes with a surgical needle. And he said, he's dead. My sister said, get him into the hospital now, the theatre. He went downstairs into the laboratory. And he did an examination on this virus. And the virus exploded in the laboratory. And then he realized what it was. There was only 2 people in a million in the world that got this virus. And it was a virus from a drain, because our drains were blocked outside our house. And I went down to go and inhale to see if the drain was blocked and inhaled this virus. He then cut my head open with a medical jigsaw, and from the theater lights, it killed the virus. I went home. I could still see. I went home with my mom. We stayed there. We moved in there. And on the Sunday night, I was watching Carte Blanche. I just got this vision of my mom and dad's lounge. And I knew that was it. I was in a coma for 3 weeks, tied to a bed because I wanted to get out of the hospital. Got out of the coma. I was a vegetable for 2.5 weeks. And I came out of the hospital. And after 3 days at home, I lost my sight because the surgeon said that my optic nerves that crossed here were drowned in blood from me hemorrhaging. My wife divorced me a year later. I was alone. I lived in my own flat for many years on my own. And I met my beautiful wife, Elsa. She says she can't see, but she can see me because I know where she's sitting. We've been married now for 12 years. And this church, Pastor Mark, and all these beautiful people that are in this church, all these children of God and brothers and sisters of Jesus and the Holy Spirit are my friends and my best friends, and I love them all a lot. And I thank you for this occasion. Let me come and tell you my beautiful story about all evilness, but my beautiful story about finding our Lord Jesus, our Holy Spirit, and our Holy Abba Papa. Thank you.
Father, we just thank you for Sean and the testimony of grace. We thank you for healing continually for Elsa and Sean in their eyes. We thank you that you have healed them, and we praise you for that now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Arthur and Judy, could we pray for you? God is so good, and he's changing, and he's doing things in all our lives. I don't think there's one person here that we can stay the same and find God, and yeah, the Lord's turning things, and he's changing everything, and I feel that for you, Arthur and Judy. And when you were sitting there just now, I just saw this ring of fire around you. And I just feel that the Lord is saying to you that the season that you're in, sometimes things look upside down and everything's jumbled. But the season that you're in, he'll keep you and he'll protect you. I saw that hedge of fire and that ring of fire clearly around you. And in that, I just want you to find God's peace, because God's taking you into another season where everything's going to be different in your lives. I feel that strong. Everything's going to be different. But when you come out of that season, that time that God has prepared, and the stuff that he's been doing in your life, you know, you won't experience it maybe in the physical or the natural. You're not sure what God's doing, but God is doing something. I can tell you, I can feel it, and I can experience it. But when you come out of that, I just see it's going to be a time of such fruitfulness and blessing over your lives. It's going to be a time of ease, Arthur, and a time of peace. Jesus has gone before you, and he'll lead you and he'll protect you. So Father, we want to say thank you today that you are a good, good Father. And right now, that this morning, that you've placed a hedge of fire around Arthur and Judy. And Father, it's to protect them, it's to keep them, it's to nourish them. And it's Father, I believe it's to bring them into the fullness of everything that you have for the season that lay ahead of them, Lord. Father, I want to pray today that you'd heal and that you'd restore. Father, that you'd lift up and that you'd make strong. And Father, I thank you that you are giving them new eyes, Lord. New eyes, Father, and a new anointing for what lay ahead. Father, I thank you for that new anointing, Lord Jesus. Bless them and prosper them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
I just want to encourage you. You know what? Maybe you're sitting here today and you feel that nothing has happened, that nothing has changed and nothing has taken place in your life. But I want to tell you that something has changed. in this week you're gonna experience it, and you're gonna feel it, and you're gonna know, things have shifted. Mm. I just want to encourage you with that.
I just sense what God is doing here today is that we're not gonna keep to the program, and we wanted to report back on the Great Lakes, what God is doing there. So I just really sense in my heart we're gonna do it on a Wednesday night after the meal, and I encourage you to get there. We'll report back Wednesday night on that, and give God the glory in respect to it. But God's still continuing here today, and I just sense Vernon and Vivian, I want you to come to the front too, but I believe God wants to encourage both of you in your walk with Him. And again, I just really sense, it's not the elders, but if you just sense as we pray for them, you just sense God wanting to encourage them, to give them a scripture, just a light to their path. You want to come and stand in the front here, please. I'm going to pray for them, but just then we're going to wait on the Lord just to bring encouragement in regard. Maybe you've never done that, and I want to encourage you to step out. You might have a scripture in your heart, or just an impression or a picture. Just bring that to encourage them. Father, we just thank you for Vernon and Vivian. We thank you, Lord, that your stamp of approval is upon them. That, Lord, that you have placed yourself within them. That, Lord, that you've declared them your son and your daughter, and they belong to you. And your plans and your purposes are determined, and they are good. And we thank you for that now, Lord. And we want to just declare that your grace is more than sufficient for them in what they are doing. So, Lord, will you speak to them by your Holy Spirit now? Will you bring encouragement as we just wait upon you, Lord, to speak life and to bring encouragement to them now? In Jesus' name, amen. Just as you sense God speaking, let's bring those words. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Vernon and Vivian, I was just looking at the Cecil, and I just believe God was saying, you know, you guys have been running on a certain source. There's something that's been running you, that's been holding you, that's been feeding you. And God wants to change it. There's something else that He wants to, there's another source that He wants you to grab hold of. I don't know if you already know what it is. I don't know if He's going to bring it into your life, but there's a change. So there's been a certain way of doing things. There's been a certain system that's worked. There's a certain program that you guys have been going through. And God says He's changing that up. He's mixing it up. He's changing the source. He's changing the way you do things. He's changing what you feed on. He's changing that in your life, if that makes sense. Amen.
The scripture God reminded me of is in is Daniel. Daniel 11 and verse 32, just the last part of the verse, that the people who know their God will do exploits. And that knowing is a yada. It's an intimate, very intimate knowledge of God, His ways, His love. And He says that people who know Him, that yada with Him, they shall do exploits. They shall be strong. Do exploits and be strong. Mm. It's 11:32.
I got a song. It's an old song, but it's a beautiful song. And, you know, we used to sing with the children. It's called "The Joy of the Lord is My Strength." The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I just felt Nehemiah 8 verse 10 that says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength for you." You're always such a happy, friendly person, Vernon. And I just really feel that just continue to let that joy rise up out of you. And it's going to be that strength in those times that you need it.
Do you see what's happening here? God's ministering through His people.
Just when I looked at both of you, I just felt that scripture where it says He leads me beside quiet waters. And I just felt that, you know, and then I saw a picture of like a willow tree, you know, where its roots are deep. And I just felt like both your roots are deep in the Lord, but I just feel like you need a refreshing and just drink from Him. And I just pray, that's what I pray, is a refreshing over both of you. I just felt like there's a tiredness and you're feeling a bit weary. And I just pray for both of these beautiful, beautiful people, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for a refreshing right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I thank you as their roots just dig deep in you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, that they would drink from the rivers of living water, Lord, and that they would be refreshed in you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
This might sound strange, but God showed me a wheel bearing. But I saw a double wheel bearing. That's the two of you. A wheel bearing is made up of four parts. The inner part, the outer, dust covers on the side, and then the little balls in the middle. And God said to me that the inner part is Christ. He's in you, guiding you. He's the outer covering, protecting you. And the dust covers, the Holy Spirit, is keeping all the rubbish out of your lives. But He will direct you by that inner part. He'll direct you where He wants you to go. Even as Tracy said, He'll direct your steps.
Vernon and Vivian, I just really, God wants to encourage you. Paul said to the church, follow me as I follow Christ. And I want to just say and encourage you, you've got a testimony of a covenantal marriage. You've perfected this. You're a light to many about marriage. And what you've worked out in marriage, and I just sense the Lord saying to you, you need to go and teach others how to work out covenantal marriage. And follow me or follow us as we follow Christ. And I just sense in the future, God will unravel. But there's something not on so much the teaching, but of the testimony that you carry as a married couple. And Father, I just thank you for that, that they have worked hard on their marriage. That, Lord, they have worked on this covenant oneness in you. And Lord, they have a testimony of you. And I pray, Father, into the future that you would raise them up, Lord, to impact many of our marriages, Lord, through a testimony and a grace that they have learned how to work out marriage. So thank you, Lord. Will you encourage them? Will you anoint them even now to fulfill that in Jesus' name? Thank you, Lord.
I'm just reminded of these verses from Lamentations, and the word that God gave me is hope. Hope. Within the circumstances and within the situation, not to lose hope. It's faith, hope, and love. And you know the Lord's love, and you walk faithfully by Him. You trust Him, but the hope, where your heart is maybe just, you know, when a fire becomes colder and it just needs to be fanned back into flame, just that the Lord is fanning that hope back into flame. And this comes from Lamentations chapter 3, and it says, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him.
I just saw a picture of a ship that had put into anchor, and there is a season to put anchor out and to take on stores and to be replenished and get ready, but there's a time to set sail. And I just sense the Lord's lifting the anchor, no longer to be in one spot, but to go forward in the fullness and to set sail in the fullness that He has for you. Thank you, Lord. Is that it? Amen. Bless you guys. Can you say something? Amen.
In about May last year, we were prayed out of this church to go down to Durban. I had been appointed to go down there on a contract for 14 to 16 months. We were down there for 6 weeks, and Transnet cancelled the contract. We came back, which is why you've seen us here over the last year. But then I was retrenched. And since October last year, I've been struggling with bits and pieces. We've always trusted, and when I was told that I was going to be retrenched, I just had a sense of peace inside of me. Last week, Thursday, I got a phone call, and I kind of had a chat with a project manager over the phone, and he said to me, can I go to site now? I'm only half an hour from the site. And he's appointed me on a contract through to at least March next year.
Hallelujah.
Hopefully things just move. There are more things in the pipeline, and hopefully it just carries on. But we trust in God for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well done. I don't believe the Lord's finished now. I believe we're going to minister to one another now. And Pat, we'll take you now. But I want you to turn to your neighbor and one-on-one minister to one another. Pray for them or share scripture. I just really just sense God's done things a bit different today, that you've always come and you expected the preacher to preach, but God has actually shown you that you're actually the preachers and you're the ones that are doing this. So I want you to turn to one-on-one. I want two by two. You must be two by two. And I want you to encourage one another through scripture, through impression that you have in your heart, the gifting. But I want two by two. We're not going out the ark, but two by two, okay? Two by two. I want you to actually pray for another. And I'll close the meeting after that. Thank you.